Welcome to the Life After Kids podcast with Drs. Brooke and Lynn. We're getting real, raw, and vulnerable on all things midlife. We're sharing our friendship of over 20 years, and we're having honest conversations about our struggles and what it really takes to live a meaningful life after kids.
So brew your coffee or steep your tea and pull up a chair. Let's have a chat. Together, we'll rewrite the next chapter and show midlife who's boss. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Life After Kids with Drs. Brooke and Lynn. I'm Dr. Brooke.
And I'm Dr. Lynn.
And we're so glad you're here with us today. Thank you for joining us.
We're talking about a topic this week that I think most women will find very interesting.
Is interesting the word?
Yeah, I think fascinating or like intriguing, because we're talking about female friendships, which is a big hot topic. We're coming off the pandemic. We're feeling more isolated and disconnected than ever. We're also in the stage of midlife where, you know, our friends are shifting, our identities are shifting, and we're longing for, you know, love and connection. But what we're talking about around female friendships, because as we know, they're not, it's not as always as easy as just going up to somebody on the playground, right?
This is true. Even that wasn't easy.
Even then. Is we're talking about comparison culture and how sometimes comparing ourselves and not seeing ourselves for our true worth and our true uniqueness gets in the way of our female friendships.
Yeah, I think I'm glad we're talking about this today, because as you mentioned, this is definitely a pain point for women our age and in our phase of life. And some of that, as we've spoken to before, has to do with just, it's harder to make friends if you don't already have friends. A lot of friendships are friends, I hate to say friend groups, but are already established. A lot of times we had friends that revolved around our kids and their friends and their activities, and now the kids are growing up. So it can become hard to navigate. And then on top of it, for some reason, we're into our 40s, some of us are 50s and beyond, and we're still playing these like weird high school games with friendships. And that's what we're talking about today, addressing some of this that we really just, I think we need to address. We need to talk about these things like comparison and insecurities in ourselves and how that plays out with getting to be friends with other women, frankly, right?
Yeah, I think there's so much there to unpack. And I think that it's easy to say, okay, well, comparison culture is the thing now because we're on social media and we're scrolling and, you know, everybody's got the perfect family pictures, you know, that they put up on Instagram. And yeah, it's a bit of a trap. But I think we've been doing this our whole lives.
Well, first of all, it's been going on since the dawn of man. It's a 10 commandment.
Right?
Do not covet. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is something that human beings in general have always struggled with. But I think, I mean, I don't know because I'm not a man, but it feels like we really do this with women. And maybe not. Well, no, I think we still do it even with, because it's very easy to be jealous about things that people have, right? That you want that, or you want to be doing that, or wish if I only had that, I'd be happy, those sorts of things. But then also at this age, there's the comparison of like, oh, she looks better than me, or she's thinner than me, or she's aging better than I am, or she's got a better relationship with their kids. Mm-hmm. There's like, oh, she has grandkids and I don't. There's all of this extra junk that can get in the way. And if we stay in those spaces, how do we move forward? And we might be missing out on a friendship that could be really good just because that is a blinder for us.
Focusing on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a really, without judgment, it's a low energy place to be in when you're focused.
And I've
on
done
that.
It. Oh, I'm not judging too. Anyone because let's be real here. Like
we're all subject to it.
Yeah.
And I do think it's worse because the pictures and the things on social are right in front of our face.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
But that's not,
it just magnifies it. It's always been there, but it's magnified because it's there. Not only, I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off, but it's not only in our face. We're telling stories that aren't even necessarily true. We're making things look better than they are and like everything's perfect. And then we're chasing after this ideal that we can never strive for.
Actually,
it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, so I think it starts with this is not going to be all about social media, but it starts with a little bit of advice that my husband gave me one day when he had noticed that I was leaving you know, when I was scrolling and just like ending up in a bad mood. He's like, that's not what social media is for. It's supposed to inspire and motivate you. Like there's, he's like, look at my feed. I have pictures of people who are successful in their businesses or motivational mindset coaches. And, you know, and I did, or funny things like Barstool Sports, things that make me laugh and give me a stress reliever. And so I went through my feed and realized, you know what, first of all, if you are finding yourself subject to that, then you might just need to curate your feed differently. Like you don't have to unfriend somebody that's aggressive, but hide them, snooze them. If you're leaving there and you know, you're not getting the whole picture, you're just getting Pollyanna homemaker who, you know, with the two Teslas and the poodles.
Wow. You're being snarky after lunchtime.
I have
two golden retrievers. Do you want to talk about that too?
I am those who, what is that phrase about casting stones?
Remove the plank from your own eye first.
Yeah. I've totally done it. You know, your trip, you only post when you're on trips and on your personal.
We all do that. We share the best stuff.
Do that. So my point is, if there's somebody that for whatever reason is there's holding up a mirror to you and there's something in them or in their life that is causing you to spend time into low energy things like feeling jealous, then remove it. That's the first, just most practical tip that I have.
That's a great tip. But I'm going to add on to that because you can't be just getting rid of all your friends.
No.
So like if it's a friend and it's triggering, like it's upsetting you because they're just sharing stuff about your family, then you probably need to, beyond just removing that, like take a step back and evaluate what is that in you that's causing that. And I'm sure that's what you're getting to next, because what you're talking about is just people that are really cantankerous or like just their energy is low. They're negative. They're constantly posting like negative things. It just are not feeding your.
That. And for me, like my Enneagram number one, I have a tendency to just always seek perfection. So if I have somebody who's like too perfect, and I'm not saying they're a friend, because I don't do that with my friends necessarily. It's the home feeds that like are so perfect. And you're like, well, my home doesn't look like that. You know what I mean? So remove that or keep the ones that don't have your whole thing and make sure you have uplifting, motivational. There's plenty of people on social, us, Life After Kids, sure. You know, I'm just saying like you are in control of your social media feed. So just notice how you're leaving it and don't be afraid to do some house cleaning if you have to. But yeah, no, it's not for a blanket, you know, cure all.
Yes.
Or a problem.
And I didn't realize, I'm glad you clarified that a little bit, because now, I mean, that makes sense. And that's a very, very interesting perspective. And that's going to look different for each woman. This is where we talk about self-awareness all the time, because for me, I'm going to look at a feed with a beautifully curated home and love it. That's not going to make me feel bad.
That makes me feel anxious. Like I haven't done enough work today.
Yeah. But it doesn't do that to me. So this is where you have to, like you said, pay attention to how it's making you feel. Right. And I would never in a million years think that maybe I've got to get rid of a feed like that, but you're self-aware enough to know how that affects your energy and how it affects your outlook.
Yep.
And
whether it's that or politics or something negative about the world.
Yeah. Now that is where I would go, is like, I don't want to see the news feeds and the politics and the constant doom and gloom. Not that we don't have to be aware, but like, I just don't need to.
So, and that's sort of a separate issue other than
You're absolutely right.
I just have to say that I believe it all starts with how much we love ourselves. And I always come back to that, because, you know, if you aren't 100% clear on who you are, what your gifts are, what you bring to the world, you're not being validated for that. You're not validating yourself because you don't even know it to begin with. Then it's very easy to just focus in on what you don't have, what you lack, and 100%. What someone else has. So I think it's lower energy, a higher energy habit would be to spend time learning about yourself. What are your strengths? What are your talents? And try to work on bringing them out more. I mean, it's just a healthier better exercise. Yeah.
Well, you know what? And thank you for saying that. And I'm going to just be like real and vulnerable here. I still struggle with this to this day. You would think by the age of almost 47, actually, when this is airing, I might have be 47, but regardless, you would be past this. And I still can go to those places. And at the end of the day, like I think that I am nothing if I'm not, I'm pretty self-aware. Wouldn't you agree? I think we both are. And I see that. And I spend a lot of time like processing and just thinking through things because I want to be my best self. And without a doubt, when I go to those places, it's because I'm not feeling confident in myself.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that even just in the last probably 2 years, let's say three, how much I've grown in my own self-worth, in my own self-confidence, in my authenticity. And it's a complete game changer.
Yeah.
Because you stop all of that. You stop that negative catty talk and gossip about other people and putting them down to make you, you know, it's just like I've told my kids growing up, if somebody's putting you down or you're having a conversation with someone where they're putting somebody else down, it's usually because they feel bad about themselves and they're trying to make themselves feel better. And this is what you're talking about. It's what you're speaking to, right?
Yeah. I mean, when we are insecure and we see somebody else who threatens our view of ourselves, because what they're putting in front of us is everything we're telling ourselves. Sometimes it's our mind talk. It's our chatter that goes on in our brain, and they're showing in front of us. It's not even anything they did. It's that they're showing that we're not perfect enough. We're not beautiful enough. Right. And that's how they're offending us. So we have to cut them down in order to build ourselves back up.
Yes.
But that isn't healthy.
No,
it's low energy and it doesn't get you where you need to be because you're busy cutting someone down instead of building yourself up.
Yes. And you'll never be in a state of growth.
You'll never be in a state of growth.
And you know, on the flip side of that, if you are somebody, just know that if, and we've talked about this before too, but if you are in a space where you are putting your best foot forward and you are growing and you are expanding and you are wanting more for your life, you are likely to get, unfortunately, some kickback from other people with the negative comments and the negativity because of what you just said.
Yes.
Because you're holding a mirror in front of them of things that either they're just don't want to do or don't have the energy or don't feel like they can. And instead of doing it, they're going to make you feel bad about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because it's a shame that we're still doing this.
It's a bit of a herd mentality. I mean, I don't think that's going away. I think that's just something that you have to learn.
You have to navigate it.
That happens. That's human behavior, and that you can't let that bring you down.
Right.
And, yeah. So, I mean, it really does. And I mean, it's easy to say, you got to start with loving yourself, you know, but it's true. I mean, here's the truth. Like if there's never been another you, like if you're listening to this right now, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's that you're a really good listener. I don't know if that you're really talented in starting projects where, you know, people only sit around and talk and you jump in and get it going. You could be a very talented coach or teacher. You could be talented at finding information that's helpful for people and bringing it to people, right? These are all hidden talents. They're kind of unsung talents, things that we don't know about that I promise you, you have, and nobody's ever pointed them out to you. And if you don't ever find out about them, in my opinion, it's one of the most tragic things that happen in our entire time.
And there's a lot of
tragedy.
Yeah.
You leave less of a life, but the world doesn't get to benefit from what you have to give it.
100%. And that's so beautiful.
We need it to solve the problems that we have. We need you.
Yes. That is so wise and so beautiful. And I'm sure that you just helped so many people by giving them those words. Cause some people don't hear that.
At my core.
Well, and here's the thing. We're all created differently, uniquely for a purpose, to fulfill a purpose on this earth. And what you're saying is if you're not tapping into that and you don't own that, you don't see it and you don't appreciate it in yourself, you're not going to be able to bring it to the level you should to the world.
Yeah.
So let's talk about now, I'm going to put you on the spot. I always tease you about doing this to me, but like, let's talk about how do we get that? How do we find that self-worth? How do we see ourselves for who we are? Like, how do we build that our own authenticity and confidence up so that we're not constantly feeling like we need to compare.
Yeah.
If I'm putting you on the spot, no. I'll just give the example of self-affirmations.
Yes. That's a great one.
That's a good place to start.
I just think that, you know, you need to be engaged in, when you left school, that wasn't your last math test, right? Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't your last test. We need to be engaged in learning about ourselves. So if it, you know, at this stage, it can just be purely about investing in self-development for you.
Books,
whether that's courses. A course you take, you know, one of our courses that you take on purpose, yep. or books that you read, mm-hmm. but podcasts. Once a quarter, you need to be doing something, because that's what's going to lead you to some of these insights or lead you to the people
yes.
that can help you connect the dots on that. If you can't see it, it's because you're too close to it. Right. And it's often the people that are outside us, or they're, for instance, you know, we're experts at Enneagram training.
Yep.
Strengthfinders coach. Those are tools that we bring to our clients to help them find those very things.
Yeah.
Right. It's not something that we thought about. It's like, oh, I need to do self-love. Well, I better go take this test on the internet. But that is, in fact, what that leads us to is a view of ourselves as somebody who is got this potential, right? And then once we know the potential, where the potential lays, we can spend time in cultivating that instead yes. of
comparing to other people,
spending and feeling lesser, jealous and feeling insecure. At the end of the day, you just feel worse about yourself, because mm-hmm. not only have you, you know, not broken that person down, because if they're strong, they're just going to live their life, you guys.
Right.
Now made your self feel
and
bad.
They're not trying to make you feel bad.
No, they're not. They're just, and if they are, then just
shame on them.
Leave them alone.
Right.
Cut them out of your life, because they're bad people.
Right. But,
you know, you've now just cut someone else down and spent your time doing that. And you know, it hasn't gotten you any further.
Yes. And this is the thing too, is that we spend, and we actually should do another podcast. I'm going to jot it down in our schedule on just talking about how we, for some reason, we want to live in our weakness and not our strength. Mm. Right. So when you figure out, and let's not go into too much detail, because we'll go on a tangent. We can talk about that later. But the point is, just like you're saying, to understand yourself and get to know yourself and your strengths, so you can live in that space and put your energy there and growing that, as opposed to always beating a dead horse yes. and trying to do these things that maybe is not you.
No, I know.
You know what?
It helps you to know what you can let go of.
Yes.
And forgive yourself for
yes.
and have grace for, because
it's so true.
It also teaches you maybe how you're not wired, how you're not, where you're not gifted. And that's okay.
Right.
Because we can't live in a place of scarcity where we have to be everything.
Right.
We have to recognize that we're
nobody can do all the things and be good at all the things.
No. And if they appear that way on social media, it's false. And
it's a filter.
It's a filter.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I would say too, this is just a simple tip of something that I've done in the past that helped me so much, especially when I was really struggling, just having a rough emotional time, is, and I can't remember where I got this. This is not like my own idea. I got this from someone and I don't remember where it came. If I think of it, I'll link it in the show notes. But, and you remember, because I think I did this with you, I sent an email to my husband, to you. It was to somebody who's known you, a friend that's known you a long time, your partner, somebody who's just getting to know you, and somebody maybe you'd like to get to know better. Regardless, even if you just send it to a trusted friend and your spouse, and ask them to give you feedback on where they see your strengths, see you shine, and what special things you bring to the world.
Yeah, love it.
And you guys, just having that, like, especially if you're in a space where you're feeling down on yourself and you're not sure where you fit in, or just you feel like a little lost in your life as the kids are growing up, that is such a gift. Oh. It really is. And if it's somebody that you trust and love and you know loves you, they're going to be happy to do that. And they're going to speak such words of just love and good energy that it really is a gift. Now, if you want to take it a step further at another time or at the same time, ask them what you see that you could work on, because that's also
do that too. When
that's
you're
a different conversation.
Stronger. Yeah. When but you're ready this, to handle what they have to
right,
say.
Right. But for this conversation, if you're having trouble seeing it in yourself, and you're going to, you know, you want to definitely look at like the Enneagram and StrengthFinders and personality tests, like surveys, stuff like that. But this is also a great, like, hands-on free thing that you can do to get some good feedback. Yeah. So many moms in the Life After Kids community are seeking more purpose now that their kids are grown.
But over and over again, we hear this one thing. I don't know where to start. That's why we created the Life After Kids Goals Framework and User's Guide. It's the one tool you need to design your new chapter, and it will show you where to start. The best part is it's free. Use the link go.lifeafterkids.com/goals-framework to get yours now. That's go.lifeafterkids.com/goals-framework. Let's get started redesigning our life today.
The other thing I would say about loving yourself and coming to that place where you're more focused on bettering yourself than you are with, you know, worried about somebody else is in your integrity. And I think it's the four agreements. If you've never read that book.
Oh yeah.
You know, keep your word, be accountable. There's four of them. I can't think of them offhand, but the one that really has made a big difference for me is keeping my word. So if you make a promise to yourself, there's nothing that feels better that gives you a little bit of a boost or a jolt that like, hey, I am worthwhile. I am lovable. Like I am amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still obviously humble, but most of us are too humble, right? We don't mm-hmm. see enough what we do good. And when you keep those promises to yourself, that is often the thing that gives you that little bit of energy, the extra energy that you can dig into to just to know, hang on, if a time is rough or if you're really being triggered by something,
yeah,
you know, that is not the time to break your promise for yourself because that is great. Self-confidence.
That's great.
Which ties so closely to your self-worth.
Yes. That's so good. The other thing I would say when it comes to just comparison culture and navigating that with friendships, this conversation about feeling less than or not good enough or wishing you had what someone else had, because you'll never be standing in a place of gain or growth if you're standing in a place of feeling like you're lacking. So to nip that in the bud very quickly, another simple thing to do is a gratitude practice.
Yes.
Because when you can flip that mindset and look at all of the things, instead of looking at what you don't have or wishing you had or what could be different, or you could be more like her, come from a place of and sit down and list it if you need to. Do it daily if you need to. Speak it out loud of what you do have in your life that is great and what you do have to be thankful for. And that will just change your perspective.
Yeah.
And when you are grateful for what you have, and when you do see how That's many great. Blessings you have in life, it makes it easier to be a friend without any judgment or jealousy.
So good. So good. That makes me think of another point you made earlier, which is, you know, if you find yourself in that boat where you're the person who's feeling like you need to tear someone down, mm-hmm. but you know that it's an icky place and you don't want to do that. Again, there's lessons in there to learn. So what is it that person has specifically, you know, that is in your sphere of control? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because they're really fit. And here's the deal. They're holding a mirror up to you, right?
Yeah.
We didn't go as far to say this earlier. They're showing you what you don't like about yourself.
Yes.
Now we can't change really easily how we look, you know, or how tall we are, obviously, or all of those things. But there are some things in our sphere of control. For instance, if you were a high school athlete and you've gained some weight and you haven't really been active lately and you're being triggered by somebody who just ran a race with their friends or whatever, what is it about that picture and about that person that you actually can get inspired by instead of, you know, spending time just rationalizing your current decision?
Yes. Yes. So if you're looking at that and comparing and feeling bad because you don't have it, you're not, and it's something that would be good for you in your life, then okay, well, what steps can you take to, instead of just feeling sorry and being mad and complaining or being jealous, what can you do to cultivate that in your life?
Right.
On the flip side of that too, and I know you've heard this before because we've talked about it, very often if there's something in another person that you don't like, and this isn't something positive, like that they're thinner than you or something. This is like, what example could I use?
They talk a lot, or they...
Yes, they talk a lot, or they like they want to be like the center of attention. They want to make sure they're included because they're a little insecure, and it just drives you bonkers. Very often it's because they're reflecting something that you don't see in yourself. Mm-hmm. And what have you heard this before? This is like actually like psychology 101, that very often we can be triggered by a person, or we cannot get along with them because they are actually the things we don't like about them, or the things we don't like about ourselves.
Oh, 100%.
And we need to be mindful of that too, because if we're trying to grow and be self-aware, we can take those situations and go, oh my gosh, there's a little bit of that on me, and I need to work on that for myself. Forget about her, because I'm not going to change her, and she's got to live her life. But how can I change that weakness in me?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so
there's always lessons to learn in there, and these things that pop up. I mean, I think that as we come back around and finish this up, I just want to bring it back to, you know, the fact that you can't compare yourself to somebody else in the first place.
No,
because literally no one else is like you, right?
Yes.
I love this phrase, and I heard it once, and I love it. You're unrepeatable. Like another person ever, with the statistical likelihood of somebody coming on earth that is just like you with the same strengths and talents is completely implausible. Like, there's a greater chance of lesser chance of that happening than there are the number of grains of sand. A greater chance than there are the number of, you know what I'm getting at, grains of sand on earth, including the ocean. And, you know, it's just spend time. I just really encourage you, if you're not feeling like you're worthy, or like you are really lovable, or there's a lot of things you might have to work through. There's some, you know, maybe some things in your past, but a place to start is just to hear me when I say that, like, you are gifted, even if you don't know what they are, you came that way. It's just how your brain is wired. Yeah. So,
and God doesn't make any mistakes.
God doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the world needs you.
It's so good. This is such a good conversation. Thank you for having it with me. Thank you for all the wisdom that you bring. Sometimes you're like mic drop. Like, I'm just like, that statement you made when we first started, I was like, that is so good and was so heartfelt. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. This is my wheelhouse.
I know you love it. And and this is a lot of the work that you've done in your own life. This is why you're passionate about it.
This comes from scar tissue. I am that person.
I have 100%. Seen how much you have changed and grown over the years because of these types of things. So it's so good that you can bring that honesty and that. It's not something, a topic that you're talking about that you know nothing about. You've been there.
Hundreds of hours.
You hear her talking and it's resonating with you. Just know that she knows how you feel.
Yes.
And I do too, to some extent as well, but I, you know, both of us, we both have been there.
Because we all think of talents as like public speaking and like being successful at work or being really well liked and popular. Yeah. Those people don't always need, now they have their own issues because there's other things that prop up with that. But, you know, we don't always need validation for those because the world is always giving that to us. Yeah. Right. But here's the deal. What I said earlier, there are so many unsung talents. And just because you're not good at public speaking, it doesn't mean that you're not good at, you know, anything. There are things that are really important to what's happening around you and wouldn't be the same if you weren't here. So
yes,
just always remember that.
So good. So ladies, thank you for joining us for this conversation. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Make sure you're reaching out and letting us know what you think. Give us any comments, put it up in there. If you are not, join our private Facebook group and let's start a conversation on this stuff. It's good to have dialogue and get other perspectives. Like, we all bring something to the table, right? And that's what this is. The Life After Kids is not the Dr. Brooke and Lynn show. It's the community of all of us together. So reach out to us when you need to. We are looking at and answering everything, the two of us personally, when you DM us or email us. Follow us, make sure, on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and the website is www.lifeafterkids.com.
Awesome. Yeah, just go out and show the world who you are. And show midlife who's boss.
Yes.
Thanks again for listening to Life After Kids. When you have a moment, please rate and review the podcast here.
And if you liked our conversation, hit follow and share it with a friend. For more on Life After Kids, go to www.lifeafterkids.com. We'll be back every Sunday, and we hope you will too. Until next time,